Every year, thousands of Mexican migrant workers risk their lives coming to the United States. Singer Lila Downs writes music that tells these stories. Born in Oaxaca, Mexico, to a Mixtec Indian mother and an American father, she blends her two worlds and fuses her ethnic traditions with contemporary styles. Her new CD is called La Linea, The Border.
En la tierra, el hijo del sol nació. Que embrulla la curandera con trapos y hierba sobó la piel de ese niño mulato. Que pluma su piel brotó. Que pluma su piel brotó.
Lila Downs says her own journey opened her eyes to the issues that affect her people.
I have had this subject quite present in my thoughts for a while now, since I was aware that there were various ghost towns around the community that I grew up in. And one man came into a store that I was working at in the Mixtec Mountains and brought me a death certificate from California, and he wanted me to translate it because his son had died trying to cross the border. So I compose a series of songs that talk about this experience from my point of view and also from other points of view, such as women who are left behind in Mexico with their children, and also a more comic point of view that was done in the a song that was actually written in the 40s that talks about the experience as well.
Some of the songs, though, are not that light and comical, but highly charged and quite angry. You have this remake of classic Woody Guthrie songs, for instance, that This Land Is Your Land. Were you trying to capture the protest mood that he might have had in the original, or maybe going beyond that?
I guess that there are some things in music that are more unconscious, and I think for me hip-hop works in that way, that it expresses things, you know, it's so direct. I mean, you can't really be subtle about it, and I do think that that's why I use this form, as well as the lyrics that are kind of reminding people, I mean, when did you come to America? I think that we have all had stories about immigration, and I think we need to remember these things.
When did you come to America the free? Who are your ancestors? What is your creed? Who is the father and the son and the weed? Where is the spirit that sought liberty? When did you come to America? Long, long before, when the ball followed what? When did your hands burn like gold? The thing that made this land your pride and your joy. When did you come to America? I came to help you grow, to harvest your crop.
Listening to this album, The Border, it's clear you have many influences in your music. There's sort of the sounds of the mariachi bands, the blues, the jazz. Did you grow up listening to all of this?
Yeah, I did. I on my father's side, we always listened to Well, Miles Davis, Thelonious Monk, Bob Dylan as well. And on my mother's side, we would listen to ranchera music, to Lola Beltran, and also La Boheme, La Traviata. So I grew up listening to various forms.
Your father, though, died when you were quite young. And you once said that that influenced some of your songs. How was that?
I guess that the fact that I always identified stronger with my North American culture, meaning, well, many of the things that I felt I perceived in Mexico was that I had to aspire to somehow become more Anglo than I actually was. And I think when my father died, I ended up living in quite a matriarchal situation. My mother would say to me, well, it doesn't matter if there isn't a man in the family anymore. We need to survive. We need to continue with our lives. And this was the way of her thinking. I think that some of the songs that I've written about women kind of express that seeking independence, that the dream that many women leave their communities for.
The role of women is a strong element throughout your work. Can you give us some examples, one of the songs on this album particularly, that touches on this theme?
Yeah, actually, La Niña is a piece that talks about women who are in the domestic setting and who come to the cities many times looking for other opportunities and a certain kind of a freedom, I would say, economic freedom of a sort. There's a very deep spiritual song that many of us identify with, I would say also on this side of the border, called La Llorona, that speaks about a spiritual or a ghost that we identify with that has a lot of strength and that also represents death and can seduce you at the same time. It has all these different images about our past and about our pre-Hispanic way of looking at the female deities and at the female spirit.
Si porque te quiero quieres llorona que yo la muerte reciba. Si porque te quiero quieres llorona que yo la muerte reciba.
Most of your songs are in Spanish. You also sing in English and in some native languages in your mother's home state in Mexico, Oaxaca. Do you feel differently when you sing in each of these languages?
Yeah, I do. I think it's important to know that some of these languages, in my mother's language, many of these words are metaphors for life, so they can have different meanings depending on how they're pronounced, and also in terms of the culture that makes it much more intense when you are singing a song with all these images, such as a seed of stone or the dead mother is something that you sing to in awe and respect. All these images make it somehow more spiritual, for me at least, to be singing in them, and as well to celebrate the fact that many of the migrant workers still speak these Native American languages today.
Well, a lot of people compare you to Frida Kahlo, the Mexican painter, and you are going to appear in this movie about her this fall. Tell us about the cameo role that you play in that.
Yeah, I'm going to be singing three songs. Two of them are rancheras from that period, and one of them is, of course, La Llorona. The other one is La Borrachita. And another piece was written by Elliot Goldenthal, a tango that I will be singing.
How about a sneak preview of one of those?
Borrachita me voy para olvidarte, le quiero mucho, él también me quiere. Borrachita me voy para la capital a servir al patrón que me mandó llamar anteayer.
Lila Downs, her new CD is Border, from Narada World Label. She joined us from our New York Bureau. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
En cambio, si tú me cantas,